From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Oil firm BP is having problems with the massive dome that's designed to contain the oil that's leaking into the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady in Biloxi, Mississippi, says a hole in the top of that dome became clogged with a slushy mix of frozen water and gas.
BP lowered the four-story steel and concrete dome right over the top of a blown-out well that's leaking oil into the water. But soon after that, a hole in the top of the dome became clogged with gas hydrates. That's essentially a slushy mix of water crystals and gas. BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles says crews have set the dome about 200 meters away on the sea floor until they figure out what to do next.
Well, I wouldn't say it's failed yet. What I would say is what we attempted to do last night didn't work because these hydrates plugged up the top of the dome.
Still, the setback has BP and federal authorities re-examining other methods to stop what's estimated to be more than 200,000 gallons of oil a day from flowing into the Gulf. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Despite efforts to keep that oil from affecting the Gulf Coast, people who live and work there are feeling the pinch. Sarah Rigaud owns a restaurant in Grand Isle, Louisiana. She says business has dropped off sharply as a result of the fishing ban that's in effect.
People from out of town, that's what they come down here is for our local seafood, and that they expect it when they came here.
Winds picked up along the Gulf Coast today, preventing further controlled burns of the thickest concentrations of oil from the spill. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is urging flood victims in Tennessee to seek federal assistance. Ann Marshall reports Napolitano toured some hard-hit areas of Nashville today and visited with Red Cross workers there.
Thank you guys for doing what you're doing.
Secretary Napolitano greeted volunteers and reassured flood victims of the government's support during her stop in Nashville. She says federal wheels are in motion. FEMA is completing home inspections, and $4 million has already been allocated to individuals. Napolitano says FEMA and other federal agencies will be in Tennessee for several months, and her trip is just the beginning.
I want to make sure we're going into every area. We've got eyes on the ground, mass on target in terms of knowing where the damages are and who needs help.
Napolitano says President Obama is being briefed daily on the floods. 30 have died across the state, and damages are estimated at $1.5 billion. For NPR News, I'm Ann Marshall in Nashville.
Veteran Republican Senator Bob Bennett of Utah has been defeated at the state GOP convention today in his bid to be nominated for a fourth term in the Senate. He was done in by Tea Party backers and conservative Republicans who opposed him.
The political atmosphere obviously has been toxic, and it's very clear that some of the votes that I have cast have added to the toxic environment.
Bennett referring in part to his vote for legislation in the federal bailout during the economic crisis. This is NPR News. Investigators in New York say a mechanical failure appears to be the cause of today's accident in which a Staten Island ferry boat slammed into a pier. Mark Garber of member station WNYC reports dozens of passengers were injured.
The ferry reportedly smashed into a pier with a jolt that tossed passengers to the deck and injured as many as 37 people. The Andrew J. Barbieri lost power as it approached St. George Ferry Terminal on Staten Island. Officials say 252 passengers and 18 crew were aboard. Two police officers who provide security on the ferry were among the injured, but no crew members were hurt. New York City Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadi Khan says the response was quick and the coordination between city agencies was exemplary.
This is an example of how things should be done. We're very fortunate that we don't have any more serious injuries except for the one individual who's complaining about chest pains.
This is the same vessel that rammed a pier in 2003, killing 11. Coast Guard Petty Officer Barbara Miller says the ferry boat does not appear to be in danger of sinking. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
The sound of graduation ceremonies today at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. First Lady Michelle Obama gave the commencement address, and she referred back to Dr. Martin Luther King's commencement address there more than 50 years ago when he called on students to fight segregation.
We celebrate not just your achievements, but the achievements of all those who came before you, those who poured everything they had into building the school and giving you opportunities they never, ever could have imagined for themselves.
The historically African-American university opened in 1873 with seven students. Today, there were 270 graduates. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.